little Kiesel thought it was a little excessive. He came up animated, so he was wanting a yellow card, but he was trying to show the official up a little bit, and the official is not going to have any of it. Saddles him down. Good, no yellow card call there. Kiesel was just excited. He was wanting a call. Ian Greiner came after, stabbed hard. It was a hard play. So good job by the official. Just talk to the players, make sure they settle down. There's a lot at stake for these young men, and so there's a lot of nerves and excitement for them. Ian Greiner made a great play, and just Kiesel just got a little too animated on it. Any more, though, that would definitely bring out a yellow card and or possibly a red card, so he's been warned. Ball goes out, and Devin Robin gets it, but as he kicks it and tries to advance, he can't get it to Blue Demon. Now here comes Williamsburg on the play, advancing the ball. It's Cronquist. Cronquist tries to center it back, but there's Devin Robinson. Takes it one off the left foot, then kicks it with the right. Good 1-2 out of Devin Robinson. Williamsburg's able to get the ball from Devin, though. Now they're settling it up on the near side, trying to bring it back towards the middle. Flores has it. Good footwork out of him. Controls the ball. Gets it past Brandon Persons. Just one gets past Devin Robinson, but there's Brandon Persons. Brandon never gives up on a play. Devin Robinson did a good job switching defense, but Brandon came back as Flores was getting ready to set up a very good attempt at the goal. It would have just been him and Zach Lawrence, but Brandon Persons is able to jump in there and kick that ball off his foot. So it's a corner kick. Here comes a big corner kick out of Williamsburg. Goes a little too far, more further than he probably wanted. Gets from the far side to Littwiler. Littwiler tries to kick that thing and just sails it over the top. So good job out of the Blue Demons. There was a good opportunity for Williamsburg. They were trying to be aggressive, get that second goal if they could. Again, the Blue Demons trail 1-0. And in soccer, a 2-0 is a huge gap. It's tough to get two goals. As we've seen already, it's hard to get one. So the good job of the Blue Demons to stop that. We've got to defensively stop goals so that we can try to get back in this game and tie it up. Here comes Littwiler on the deflection. A good advance against the Flores. Flores, it comes off his foot just a little funny, goes left, wide left of the net. So Zach Lawrence was playing good defense and was able to dodge that one and get that one away from us. So nice job. Littwiler doing a great job setting up Flores for the Williamsburg. Devin Robinson has a nice kick, gets it out to Adam Weber about midfield. Weber tries to settle the ball. Flores right there on top of boy. Flores is everywhere for this team for Williamsburg. Nice little heel kick setting up Jacob Moore again. Jacob Moore on the far side, but there's Landon Noe. He's so fast and quick with his foot. A little jostling back and forth, and Williamsburg's able to get it. Crosses the ball, switches the field. But there's the Blue Demons, Ian Greiner, or excuse me, Emilio Palmeiros has the ball. Williamsburg's able to get it back, and there's a nice little slide kick by Devin Robinson to try to control it. Ball goes out of bounds on the end. Williamsburg kicks it out of bounds, so it'll be a goal kick for the Blue Demons. We have 33 minutes on the clock, and again, the clock continues to run except for when goals scored and certain injury timeouts. But other than that, no stoppage of play, so it's a continuous game. After this game, we will get you right away to the softball game. So those listening in for softball, don't worry. We're going to get you that contest. Big conference game and a big opponent with I'll be taking on Annie Blakesburg Fremont. But we'll get you that as if that game gets started before we're finished here. We'll also get you updates every half inning. We'll get you notified of what's going on. We'll keep you on top of everything. We want you to know what's going on as it happens. Ball's thrown in on the far side. Goes back and forth between the Blue Demons and Williamsburg. Now Williamsburg has controlled it. Littwiler gets it. Drops the ball. He's trying to switch the field. Would have been offsides there, and I hope the official on the far side is able to catch that. Blue Demons got it. Devin Robinson's trying to advance the ball. Keeps the ball on his foot. Advances. Now he's come up all the way to the forward spot. Devin Robinson's trying to get there. Nice little look. He's looking for Ian Greiner. Finds Ian Greiner. Nice little left-footed kick way out there. Trevor Cloyd's going after it. So that's on the far side, just a little wide left. Good work out of the Blue Demons, trying to get something set up there. So we'll see. It'll be a goal kick here for Williamsburg as the ball rolled out of bounds on the end line. Again, the Blue Demons are trying to score to the right goal, right to the left here. We're defending the left. This half, we have the wind against us blowing into us, a decent little breeze blowing on the field here. Here comes a nice big goal kick by the goalie. Joe Phillipson kicks it, and it goes all the way, big kick, and goes over the whole team's, rolls all the way to Zach Lawrence for the Blue Demons goalie. So he picks it up and kicks it to about midfield, bounces a couple times. Jackson DeMoss tries to settle off his chest, does, advances the ball to Emilio Palmeiros, who takes it up on the left side, the far left side. Now he's bringing it back towards the middle. Nice job. The ball gets deflected, though. Drops back, and so now Williamsburg has it. They're trying to advance. There goes Littwiler. He is so fast, out breaking in front of Devin Robinson, but Devin Robinson, giving good chase, has a great line on it. Littwiler is going to have to look for a pass. Finds one, drops it back, tries to get a kick, can't quite get it. There was Matthew Cronquist, tried to get the kick. A little extra contact there. Makes ball rolls I think a free kick here. Got subs coming in for the Blue Demons. Carson Stocker coming in for Jackson DeMoss. A couple players coming in for Williamsburg. Shout out to Laura Tino. She's listening to us tonight. Appreciate her listening in. All the folks listening in, we appreciate it so much. We do this. So hopefully those who can't be here and want to listen, we want you to guys keep up top of everything. So Laura and all the gang down back home, but thank you so much for listening in. Ball's thrown in. Blue Demons get it. Deflects off of Williamsburg, and here comes pressure. Pressure from Williamsburg coming on the far side. Zollinger, but Devin Robinson once again gets the ball off the foot. Sends it out there, and there's Adam Henderson trying to get it. It's going back and forth between the two teams. But Adam Weber is able to set it to Landon Noe. Gets it back to Weber right about midfield. Pressure coming on from Williamsburg. Boy, they are so quick. They just react so well to the ball. A little extra contact there. Weber was trying to control him. Just a little extra push and shove there. It's just a free kick once again for the Blue Demons. You'll hear me say that quite often. We got just under 30 minutes left in the second half here. Blue Demons find themselves trailing 1-0. So they've got to find a way to get some offensive going here. It's a tight, tight contest like you would expect between these two good teams that have a really good record, good programs going. Little heel kick or bicycle kick by Landon Noe, but not enough speed to get it. The goalie, Joe Phillips, is able to corral that for them, for Williamsburg. So he kicks a big, big high booming kick, gets a lot of airtime there. But Blue Demons' Adam Henderson gets it, and then Adam Weber. So the two Adams working together, gets it to Ian Grant on the near side here. Nice little kick to try to advance it. Just a little too much air for him. And Williamsburg's able to get there, but Landon Noe's still putting pressure. So the Blue Demons never give up. They're always advancing. In fact, there they go. They get a deflection. Trevor Cloyd back to Landon Noe. Whoops, there it is. Flores gets it stolen off him, and here comes the ball. But big kick there, and there is the left-footed kick of Zach Lawrence. Is able to get that ball. Nice kick out of him, just coming out of the box and kicking it, not even handling it or anything. Gets it back. Williamsburg is going to come. It's going to roll out of bounds. Ben Mason will have a throw in here. Got a little timeout. Here's a sub coming in. Gage Schaefer's coming in. He's going to come in actually for Trevor Cloyd, who's one of the forwards, which again, what we saw first half, will mean Devin Robinson will go forward. Gage comes back and plays defense, does a good job. Devin Robinson, multi-use talent that we've got. Heel kick for Adam Weber. Couldn't quite get it to Emilio. Yep. Little kick back and forth. Got a little handball there, and that's a good handball. When it deflects, Emilio Parmeros came right at him, and he had to react to save himself. So good job out of him to get that handball, because that would have hurt if it would have hit him in the head there. And that was where it was headed. A little shout out. I don't give out my cell phone that much, but I've got enough folks that are looking at it. So Travis Patton is listening in. So I appreciate you guys listening in. Appreciate you guys listening. Soccer is a sport that not everyone is familiar with. So I try to entertain and inform as best I can. Certainly encourage you to come out and watch a game anytime and get familiar with it. It's a great sport once you get involved with it and see how it's played. So appreciate Travis Patton and his family and crew all listening in. Williamsburg's got a chance for a pass. Oh, there we go. Good job on the far official, though. We had two offensive players for Williamsburg way ahead of the defense for Albia, and that's an offsides call. So that brings the ball back. So a good alert call there. The Blue Demons will really try to play their defensive back. Looks like they're giving up. Oh, there's a yellow card, actually. Must have been a little words exchange there from Williamsburg. So Matthew Cronquist, the sophomore, must have had a little something extra to say. He was officials not having any of it. So a yellow card comes out at the 27:44 mark. And that again means that Kronkis will have to sit. He'll have to sit here for 5 minutes. So you have to sit. So that's it's unfortunate. And he's, I'm guessing something got away from him. His emotions got away from him. So that happens from time to time. You're talking about young men who are very competitive. Williamsburg does have a chance to get a sub in. So they're working that in. So giving them a moment to bring their sub in. And they've got that done now. Even though it's a yellow card, it doesn't mean you run short or short-handed or anything. Nice little kick, Emilio Parmeros shielding the defender off him and tries to get the ball, but can't quite get it. Good pressure. Flores gets that ball for Williamsburg. Flores tries to advance it. Nice little touch pass there. Good stab by Brandon Persons. That defense really up high, almost to midfield here. So, and if officials don't call offsides, again, that's just what I was going to say. The defense playing really up close to midfield. And that's what you do. You set the offense up to be offsides because they see a lot of green. They think they can go score a quick goal, and you can lull them into being offsides. And so that it's a free opportunity for the Blue Demons to get a free kick. It'll be at about 15 yards to the left of midfield. And Ben Mason with the big foot will get a chance to kick it. He's going to try to kick that as far as he can and get that thing advanced. Oh, yeah, he's fooled this broadcaster. Dropped it to Adam Weber. Adam then punches it, tries to get it to Landon Noe. It deflects off of one of the Williamsburg players, John Lundberg, and so still be a Blue Demon throw-in as Ben Mason on the near side advanced that play. He got us about 35 yards advanced. Gets it into Landon Noe. He's going to settle the ball. Tries to find somebody. A little pressure coming from Williamsburg. Landon has to drop the ball to Brandon Persons. Brandon, nice big kick to advance it. Ian Griner in chase there, but can't quite get to it. But, good pressure. Going to be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. So good job out of Ian Griner. Not giving up on that play because it was going to roll out of bounds, but it was going to be their ball. So a good hustle play out of Ian Griner. They end up kicking the ball out of bounds. We get the throw-in. Now it'll be a corner kick for the Blue Demons because the ball was ricocheted off Weber to... I think that was Jacob Moore. No, it's not on defense there, excuse me. As Josiah Zollinger played that, so ricocheted off him. So now the Blue Demons, Landon Noe will take the corner kick. Left-footed kicker for the Blue Demons on the flag on the corner. Nice kick comes up about to goal height to try to get a header in, and nobody can get to it in time. Ball ricochets back out to Landon. So Landon will set the team up. Oh, good defense there. Coming up really quick was Jacob Moore. And so, check that as John Lundberg. Lundberg played really good defense on Landon Noe. Ball's dropped too far. Adam Weber gets into it. So now Landon Noe's back on the foot. Gets it back to Weber. Kicks it back. Tries to advance it back to Landon Noe. Good job out of Lundberg. Good defensive play out of him for Williamsburg. Adam Weber's going to have to drop it. Does a good job getting it to Ben Mason. So Hendo's getting the ball. Moving around. Emilio Palmeros has a big kick. Ricochets off of one of the Williamsburg players. Gets it to Devin Robinson on the near side. A little pressure coming. Ball kicked out of bounds. Will be a Blue Demon throw-in. So a little pressure there, good kick. Williamsburg did not want Devin Robinson to have a shot at that goal, so they swept the legs and got that kicked out. So good job out of him. Ben Mason again throws that ball in. Big throw in there, tries to get it to Ian Griner. Nothing going there, but there's a... Oh, Emilio Palmeros with a high kick, tries to swing that leg. Just sails over the top of the goal, but good effort out of him. Good opportunity there to try to get that kick. These subs coming in. Subs coming in for Williamsburg here. Littweiler, one of the big offensive stars here for Williamsburg, is going to get a little breather as they do here midway through this second half. Again, the score is 1-0 Williamsburg. Big kick from their goalie. Does a great job getting it out past midfield, but Adam Henderson's there. Nice controlling off the chest and then tries to get the ball back into Blue Demon territory. Good pressure there by Williamsburg, and Emilio Palmeros is putting pressure on the ball. Gets it stabbed away, so good job advancing it to end about the 20 yards out near side. Williamsburg kicks it out of bounds. If I had a little longer legs, I'd have been able to kick it myself. Couldn't get there. Good throw by Devin Robinson to Emilio. Drops it back to Devin. Devin tries to figure something out. Nice footwork out of him. He's got defense on him. Kicks it through the wickets. Gets it through there, but can't control it beyond that. Nice job kicking through the wickets of the defender, and then returns the favor right back to Devin. Ball's just gently rolling the sideline, but not going out just yet. Stays in bounds. Devin gets it back to Ben. Ben has a big booming kick there from about 40 yards out. Blue Demons can't quite get there, but there's Adam Weber controlling the ricochet. A little extra contact here. Official is actually going to stop play here. We had a little contact. Ian Griner was going up for it, and he got shoved in the back. We're going to get another yellow card. So Tucker Stanerson's going to get a yellow card because he came in a little too aggressive. Ian Griner had good position. I was trying to get a header, and then Stanerson was just trying to control it as well. But it's just a little too much. And obviously, the officials know, there's a lot at stake here. They know what's clean and fair and what's excessive. And so Stanerson will go out, and that will bring Littweiler back in. And they will shift some of their players around. Devin Robinson will take the penalty kick here. Again, the defense has to be at least 10 yards back if Devin chooses to have it marched off. And the official is going to step it off to make sure. That's a safety thing as much as anything. You don't want the players too close and somebody taking a free kick and just drilling them. So it's a safety thing. Official makes sure they're good 10 yards off. It still could be painful if they get kicked with it. Devin Robinson's going to try to get it. The team is set, ready to go. We're going to try to attack that net here and get some ricochets. Devin Robinson with a goal. Oh, good kick. Nice little bend and game back, but the goalie. What a good job out of Joe Phillips. Great kick, Devin Robinson. He bent that right around the three guys in front of him, but couldn't get it past the goalie. That was an outstanding effort and a good job, even better job by Joe Phillips, the goalie for Williamsburg. But that's what we need, folks. You got to keep having those opportunities. Keep attacking the net. Keep trying to get chances because every chance is an opportunity. You can't score if we don't get those shots on there. We just need a one-timer here. We can get that. Devin Robinson has it now. Comes up the far side here. Brings it up to Landon Noe. Drops it back to Devin Robinson. Good teamwork out of them. Two bounce it back and forth. Working those triangles. Adam Weber gets it. Pressure comes up immediately on him from Williamsburg. Can't control it. Ben Mason stabs the big kick. Going to be a kick by Brandon Persons. Nice job out of Persons. He swings over the far side. Carson Stalker is over there. He's got lots of room to work with. Sees the drop to Emilio. Trying to work the side there. Drops it back to Adam Henderson. He has a big kick there, but right to the goalie, Joe Phillips. Phillips is able to stop it. Ricochets off of him. Boy, and there was Ian Greiner coming quick, but Phillips is able to make that stop once again. It bounced off his hands, and that still is a free ball if we can get a hold of it. So that's why you never give up. You don't assume that goalie's going to touch it every time. Big, big kick goes all the way to the far side and at the end line. Goes out after three bounces, so it's a big kick by Phillips. That the wind is really helping him out. Jackson DeMoss is coming in, got a little sub coming in here. So he's going to give Adam Weber a little breather. Jackson DeMoss, again, freshman coming in, has had an outstanding freshman campaign, really helping this team. He's so tough and gritty. He's one of the pound-for-pound toughest kids out there. Does a great job. Again, ball rolled out of bounds at the end line, so Ben Mason will have the goal kick. He kicks it, settles it right into Adam Henderson. Adam tries to bicycle that a little bit, throw over to Brandon Persons. Can't quite get it. Brandon Persons is shielding the defense off. Good job there. Gets it over the far side of Jackson DeMoss, who's so quick. But the pressure came just as soon as he got control of it, and the ball went out of bounds off of Jackson's foot. Throw-in comes in from Williamsburg. Gets a nice throw-in. Ricochets off of Brandon Persons and then comes back to Gage Schaefer. Schaefer takes it. Gets it back to Williamsburg. Boy, it's just back and forth, but Brandon Persons on it. Big kick. They're good. Alert play from Jacob Moore. Williamsburg tried to kick it when the defense maybe was asleep, but kicked it too high. Went sailing way above the net. So Zach Lawrence will have a chance now. He can kick it deep, or certainly he's got the offensive players just near short field if he wants to take a short kick. Kicks it about to midfield to Landon Noe. Takes it off the head, tries to advance the ball, and does, but can't quite get it to Emilio. Ball bounces back and forth, and there's Gage Schaefer, controls it, gets it up to Ian Greiner in midfield. There's a ball again, back and forth it goes between Williamsburg and Albia. Albia's got a chance here now, comes out, good kick by Gage Schaefer. As soon as he kicks, though, he's kicking it deep as he can to get it up there, but just not finding a Blue Demon at this point. But now we finally got it settled. Devin Robinson's got a chance to get ahead of him if he can. He's trying to get there. The defense is shielding him off. They're going to kick it out of the end, so it'll be a corner kick for the Blue Demons. Corner kick here for the Blue Demons as the pressure was coming, and so they just kicked it out. So anyway, kick the ball. Kick the ball. The ball is live here. I don't know if the teams realize that this little play that the Blue Demons do, so we're going. We're going. Landon's got the ball. Devin rolled the ball forward. So trying to catch this Williamsburg off guard. Got a nice little play there where the play is Devin Robinson comes. He'll kick the ball, rolls it just two rolls over. That's a ball is in play. Nobody usually catches that. And so then Landon Noe comes to take the ball. Try to catch the defense off guard, but couldn't get him. Oh, there's a kick there. Sent it over to Jackson DeMoss. He can't quite get the swing leg to get the kick. Here comes a play on the ball there. Nothing, no call there. But Landon Brandon Persons did a good job trying to go after the ball and head that. Nice job by Ben Mason. Boy, good defense, good play on both teams. You're playing that really clean and hard. Like it when it's good play like this. It's physical, but it's clean. I can take that any day. Here comes Littwater's got the ball, and he's got to advance the ball. He's so fast. He's on the far side, though. Getting the ball's getting away from Brandon Persons. Swings to go get the ball, but Littwater still controls it. He's got a chance at the goal there, but there is Emilio Palmeros who had dropped back, played good defense. Ball's still ricocheting. Got to get out of the goal. Wow, there was a bounce back and forth, and Matthew Kronkus had a good shot on it, but the ball went high over the net. Zach Lawrence was all over it. He was ready to punch that out if it was coming low. So good job out of Williamsburg, but even better defensive effort by the Blue Demons. Kick comes out to midfield, but there's Flores. He's able to settle the ball off his foot. Gets the ball to Kronkus, the sophomore. Kronkus drops it back to Flores, so they're working the middle of the field right now. Ball gets away from Jacob Moore. And it goes just gently rolling to Zach Lawrence. Right now, Williamsburg is patient on offense. They've got the 1-0 lead here with 19 minutes left in the game. So they're content to have that lead as the time goes on. The pressure becomes bigger and bigger for the Blue Demons. So Blue Demons got to find a set here. Fighting a little tussle going on the far side there with Ben Mason. Ben Mason and John Lundberg. And we're going to have a yellow card here, I believe, on Ben Mason. They extended their hands there. Yep. So Ben Mason was fighting for the ball, and though that's I honestly don't think that's happened all year long. Ben plays very physical, but he's very clean. He's a very good kid. He's never gets too agitated. It was just a lot of contact there, and so he was just a little concerned about that. And so we got the yellow card, unfortunately. And so that's going to have to change the team up a little bit here, change the offense up, or the defense, excuse me, as Ben will have to sit with 18:42. He'll have to get a sit for a five-minute break here. Got a subs trying to come in, Adam Weber coming in. Weber will come in. Devin Robinson out in front. You might have heard his voice there. He's trying to make sure the official knows we got our subs coming in. Adam Weber will go back and play defense now. Good kick, free kick coming from Williamsburg. Carson Stalker in there with the header. Bounces that ball, gets it out of bounds. Good job of getting that out of there because there was an offensive player ready to take that himself. So good job out of Carson. Get up there and get that header and knock that ball out. It'll be a corner kick. So Williamsburg will take the corner kick. The far side will go Matthew Cronquist. He'll go over and kick that corner kick. Blue Demons set up really deep in the defensive end. Zach Lawrence is making sure he's got everyone positioned properly. We'll see how this kick comes off of Williamsburg. Here comes the kick, comes up, nice high kick right in across the middle, but Zach Lawrence intercepts it, picks the pass off right there in front of the net. So great job. That's the beauty of being the goalie. You get to use your hands there. He kicks the ball right to Devin Robinson. Good job of settling that to Devin. Devin's going to advance the ball now. Devin's going to keep going. Got a little pressure on him. Lost the ball there, but boy, good play there. Just couldn't quite keep contact. Jackson DeMostos steals the pass, and back and forth we go. Williamsburg now has the ball again. They're trying to move the ball, switch the field, get to the center to Flores. Adam Henderson with pressure. Forces Flores to make a big kick, but over on the far side, once again, you can guess it is Littwiler. Littwiler's got it. He's going to come to the goal. He's got a shot on the goal. Zach Lawrence came out. Littwiler couldn't control the toe of that goal, and the ball went sailing to the left. Boy, there was a great opportunity if you could do the back end of the toe to try to get that kick, and Littwiler was not able to control it with the back of his foot. Zach Lawrence was aggressively coming out and forcing him to be off balance and make a shot that he wasn't comfortable with, and so the ball rolled out of bounds. Zach hits the ball. Jackson DeMoss controls it right in front of me here. Little play between the two players. Gets it up. Can't quite control it. Oh, there it is to Landon Noe. Landon Noe with good vision, good awareness of what's going on. Tries to get it through. Can't quite get it through the defense of Williamsburg. Williamsburg's got it. Here comes Littwiler, but Gage Schaefer was all over that. Gets that ball deflected. So good job out of him. Williamsburg is able to control it back at midfield, though. It comes into Blue Demons. Two defenders. They get it. They control it. There's Emilio Palmeiros. Ends up with the ball. Emilio trying to control it. Well defended by number seven, John Lundberg, who's, again, very good on defense. Emilio tries to send it down the line, gets to Devin, goes through two players here. Devin's trying to get it, control it, gets a little push, a little shove, a little contact. The official will nowhere to be seen. Devin Robinson's down. He's a little hurt there. We're going to have a timeout here. We'll stop it to play. We'll see what's going on here. We've got I'm trying to see the time here. Devin Robinson's slowly coming up. He got whacked pretty hard there, that's for sure. Good contact. They were both going for the ball. He just got a little winded, I believe. Again, the score right now is 1-0. So Blue Demons trail. So it's important, and that's why Devin's going so aggressively to get to the goals, trying to get that goal score, or trying to get a goal for us, get a score. Tied, we take sudden death, we take overtime. So we'll see what happens. So Devin Robinson is up. So that is good news. Good to see that. Also, shout out to Eric Powers. I'm just now catching that. He's loving the yellow card action, so I appreciate that. A little contact, that happens from time to time. We get that both ways. So appreciate EP listening in tonight's cast here. Officials got things settled. Devin is going to be good shape, so we're good. So Adam Weber will take it. We've got it back almost to midfield here with a little over 16 minutes left, trailing 1-0. Adam Weber will kick the ball. Big kick there, goes to the middle. Landon Noe tries to get it. Emilio Palmeiros tries to shoot the goal, but can't quite get through the defense. Far side it goes. There's Devin Robinson. Adam Henderson gets the big kick that Williamsburg sent out to the midfield. Gets the kick, and there comes Emilio Palmeiros trying to settle, but the Williamsburg defender gets it in front instead. So here they come. Littwiler is trying to advance the ball. Brings the ball in the middle. He's all over this field, is Littwiler. A junior, very strong and aggressive player. Landon Noe's able to step in front of Littwiler's pass, though, and advances the ball, but there, once again, as Williamsburg jumps in front of our pass. So now bringing the ball up is Leighton Jones, junior for Williamsburg. He's forced to drop the pass as he got pressure from two defenders from Albion. Big kick from Williamsburg, but there's Brandon Persons, about 25 yards out, able to intercept it with the header, gets it up to Adam Henderson at midfield. He drops it to Carson Stalker. Carson looks to Emilio. He settles up just for a moment, tries to advance it back to Carson, but Leighton Jones jumps that pass. And they still have possession of the ball. Not out of bounds, but there's Gage Schaefer. Ricochets off of Williamsburg, so Gage Schaefer will throw it in for the Blue Demons on the far side. 15 minutes left in the contest. Tries to throw the ball. Can't quite get it to Carson Stalker over the top. Here comes Brandon Persons. His ball in the middle. Gets it center and gets it. A little shove there. A little help. I like to see that. Ball coming to the far side. Adam Weber's trying to save it. Does save it. Coming to right to us, gets it to Landon Noe. For those of you listening in looking for Lady D softball, we will be getting you that action. That game is just about to get started. We've got just about 15 minutes left in the second round action of Albion High School soccer. Second round action here, winner to advance to the sub-state finals. So we're going to bring the entirety of this game here. We got 14 minutes left. Blue Demons trail 1-0. So great contest going on here. As soon as this game's over, we will get you to the Albion-Ideville-Blakesburg-Fremont softball game. We'll get you updates as that game starts, and we'll certainly cut away and get you going here with Jason, who's covering that game. So don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Southern Irish Leader. This is the place to be to get all your updates. Throw in here for Williamsburg. goes over to the far side. They switch the field. Coming over there, they try to advance the ball. They're going all the way to the far corner there. Defense is kind of slow, a little slower to react. Getting over there, finally gets some pressure on him. There's Zach Lawrence, the goalie for Blue Demons, a freshman goalie, able to snuff that out once again. He is just a magnet with that ball. Does a phenomenal job of corralling that ball every chance he can. Big, big kick comes out to midfield, trying to get to Devin Robinson. There's pressure coming from Williamsburg. Carson Stocker following up behind it. Ricocheted off of Williamsburg, so Blue Demons will throw it in. Devin Robinson on the far side. Devin finds Gage Schaefer. Gage looks to swing it around, switch the field a little bit. Now he's a nice job, drops it back. Chest off of Carson Stocker. He ricochets it to Emilio Palmeros. Emilio tries to center back to Lananoe. Nice job of intercepting by Williamsburg, though. Back to them they go. Getting the Blue Demons, there's no pressure, but there's certainly a sense of urgency. We've got to try to get a possession. Williamsburg alertedly this time. They almost had the advantage here, but they were going to be off sides, and so they just know that they were going to be, so there's no use chasing after that ball. So they just drop the ball and let it go back to Blue Demons. Adam Henderson will bring it up, dribble it up a little bit, and then he kicks a big, big kick to the left side. Comes out there, Emilio Palmeros tries to get it, can't get there, but Carson Stocker, he takes it off the knee, and it ricochets off and goes out of bounds. Be a throw-in for the Blue Demons. We've got 5-minute rest is up for Ben Mason, so we'll get Ben back in on defense. So that's good. Good to get him back on that back line. Carson's going to go out and take a little breather. Carson Stocker get a little rest here, so nice to have Ben back in there. We need that. Big kick coming in from Williamsburg on the far side, but there's Zach Lawrence once again. Boy, that was a good opportunity there. We're trying to get that set up on switching the field. Just a heads up for those of you wanting to listen to this softball game, letting you know that the freshman game is running long. So we probably won't have any overlap. That game will be not start till 7, so we'll get you all that when it starts. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to finish this game. Keep listening to us. We'll get you the final of this soccer game where Blue Demons are trailing 1-0 with 12 minutes left in the game. As soon as we finish this game, we'll wrap up. We'll go to Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, where Jason Summers is ready to bring you the varsity contest between Albia and Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. Softball contest. Big game over there. And again, that game's set to start around 7 o'clock, so we've got plenty of time. Ball goes out of bounds, and so Williamsburg will take a corner kick on the far side. Here's the kick. It's a little short. Good defense by the Blue Demons. A little extra shoving going inside there, so it'll be a free kick for the Blue Demons. So a little extra moving and shoving around, but Adam Henderson will take the kick for the Blue Demons. He comes up with a nice big kick coming right towards me. Jackson Amos tries to get it, but good defense by Williamsburg. A little kick there, a little too much defense there by Lundberg. Lundberg does a great job coming after the ball. He certainly is not shy about that contact, but he just a little extra kick and swept the legs. Ben Mason has the free kick for the Blue Demons. Tried to get it to Trevor Cloyd. Can't get it, but there's Lananoe. Lananoe's got a slight break here. The Williamsburg, as you can imagine, is packing back their defense, so it's going to be hard to get good looks at the net. Our best chance will be on throw-ins and corner kicks, and that's exactly what we've got right now. Devin Robinson will throw it in for the Blue Demons. He is about 10 yards out on the near side, on the sideline. So he'll throw that in. Our best chance is try to get a goal here. It's going to be hard. The defense for Williamsburg is going to pack it in and play really good defense. And again, a team that's only given up 8 goals on the year, they're not going to go away easy. Devin Robinson with the throw. Nice big throw and gets it in. Tries to get the Lananoe, but the defense is able to jump in front, get the header, get the ball knocked loose, and they advance the ball. Adam Henderson tried to deflect that, but unfortunately got his hand, flinched his hand up a little too much. And there comes Williamsburg right away with a quick kick. There goes Littwaller on the far side. Littwaller's advanced the ball, hits the side of the net. He is aggressively looking, trying to get that goal, that's for sure, but hits the side of the net, rolls out of bounds. So break again for the Blue Demons. That was a good, fast break for Williamsburg. They certainly have made a good effort and good run out. Littwaller is so fast and strong and knows what he's doing. He's got 13 goals on the season, leading scorer for Williamsburg, so he certainly knows what to do. Goal kick from Zach Lawrence gets it up to Trevor Cloyd. Cloyd looks to Brandon Persons. Persons then brings it back to Lananoe, brings it to midfield. Emilio Palmeros, nice job by the Blue Demons, still working their triangle, still working their offense. There's no sense of panic at this point. There's certainly a sense of urgency. You want to get the goal, but you don't panic. You still play within your offense, and you still try to get the ball scored where you can. So Blue Demons moving it. Here comes good defense once again from Williamsburg. Tucker Stanerson is able to jump in front. Now they advance the ball. There goes Littwaller. He's got a free breakaway going on here. We're going to see what's going to happen. He's going to set him up. And he just dribbles it past Zach Lawrence. The defense got caught napping just a little bit, and Littwaller had the speed. That's another goal with 9:50 left in the contest. Littwaller took that ball from about 40 yards out and took it all the way in and got the goal. So good goal out of him. Unfortunately, the Blue Demons just couldn't react quick enough. That was a great advance. The Stanerson was able to jump that on the right side of the half line. He's able to jump that, and he just sent the ball deep and then let Littweiler chase it down. And unfortunately, our defense was just not able to catch up to it. Zach Lawrence did a good job. He had himself a really good position to stop that. And Littweiler was just so patient on a one-on-one. He was able to wait until Zach just leaned one way. And as soon as he did, Littweiler went the other. So the Demons now have to really go at it, be more aggressive than they've ever been tonight. They're going to have to really take a lot of shots and get shots on the goal. The only way it's going to go in is if we take those. Setting up their offense, though. Here comes Landon Noe. He gets it over to Emilio. Brings it up to Adam Weber. Ian Griner. So Ian Griner's going to try to go at it. Can't quite get past. We've got to get after it now. Here comes Ian Griner. Nice little shot. See if we got a follow-up by Trevor Cloyd. Can't quite get to it in time. He's making good chase, though. And they're going to kick it out of bounds. We have to throw it. So good job, Trevor, forcing them to kick it out of bounds so we get to throw it. Otherwise, it would have been their ball. So throws it in. Devin Robinson tries to control it. Gets it over to Landon Noe. Devin Robinson's getting back, looking at Trevor. Good spacing, trying to get spacing here. Got to get attempts on goal. Just a little chip shot by Devin. Can't quite get the lift on it. Ian Griner was coming across the middle to try to get that, but couldn't quite get the chip shot up over and up and over. So it'll be a goal kick for Joe Phillips and Williamsburg. Again, we've got 8 minutes, 40 seconds left in this contest. Blue Demons trailing 2-0. Here comes a big kick. Adam Henderson jumping in front of it. Rolls all the way up. Comes to the near side. Big kick again. Advancing. Williamsburg is not going away. They're not going to give up here. Nice kick there by one of the captains for Williamsburg, Leighton Jones. Tried to get it to the far side to one of their players. And that time, Zach Lawrence was able to jump it good and got it quick before Nicholas Goodell was able to get there. Brandon Persons now has the midfield. Tries to get it to Landon Noe. Landon Noe's looking upfield. Tries to advance it to Devin. Sees him. Gets him. Ball drops back to Adam Weber. About 35 yards out on the right side. Adam Weber's going to try to get through the defense. Tries to get through. Now see if he can set up one of his teammates. He's going to try to center that ball back to the center. He's got a ricocheted, but came right into the goalie, Joe Phillips' hands. That's a play, too, where Adam Weber is going all the way to the baseline at the big goal area, but he's trying to center it back to midfield to get a setup for a goal or a kick, and just couldn't get there before Joe Phillips, the goalie, was able to get there. And there's Adam Weber coming back up once again, getting the ball at midfield. Trevor Cloyd defensively playing here. Good job out of him. We just got to get after and get to that net. Ball swinging over the far side. Far side is Goodell going over there to it. Chased in by Adam Henderson. Gets shoved to the ground there, and there's a flag. Yep, got to put all hands on Adam Henderson's back and shoved him to the ground. Nothing terrible, but just a penalty. So it'll be a free kick for the Blue Demons. Again, at 7 minutes left, we're trailing 2-0. Those of you joining in for softball, we're going to get to that. Softball game will not start till 7 o'clock. The freshman game went a little long, and so this is working out perfectly for our broadcast. We've got soccer action, second-round playoff for Albie Soccer, and we're going to get you a big, big conference matchup and really two state qualifying matchups there coming up in the second game of the season for the Lady D's in softball. So don't go anywhere. We're going to get you all that coverage. Ball pressure right in front of me here, right in midfield. Williamsburg's trying to move the ball. Ben Mason is in there. Deflects that ball, gets it, tries to get it out there. Flores comes up, good chase, good tackle there. Flores is quick-footed, gets the ball moving around. Trevor Cloyd gets it now. All of a sudden, Ian Griner's got a chance at it. Tries to get it advanced to Devin Robinson, and they're working back and forth, so good teamwork out of them. Devin Robinson's trying to get it through two defenders. Can't quite get through there, but he's still in chase. There's Ian Griner. Ian Griner gives chase. A big kick from Williamsburg. Comes all the way back. It's going to roll out of bounds, and Ben Mason will then throw it in. 6 minutes left in the contest, Blue Demons. This is not insurmountable. They are a quick scoring team, but they've got to find a way to get one so they can try to get two. And it starts with this first goal. They've got to get there. Ball comes across. Here comes Carson Stalker. Deflects it off. Tries to get it to Landon. No, he can't quite get it there. Got called off there. Goes the far side. There goes Goodell going on the far side, chasing the ball down on the far side. Defense coming back for the Blue Demons. And there's Zach Lawrence. Gets the ball at the goalie. Goalie's able to pick up. Rolls it out to Devin Robinson at midfield. So we've got to get the ball moved up here. Devin Robinson's looking to kick it and get it advanced. Pressure coming on Landon Noe. He had it deflected. Boy, I tell you, Williamsburg's defense is very good. This is why they don't give up many goals. Good little kick there by Stanerson. Again, Stanerson set up that second goal. He's going to try to set up another one here. He's coming. There comes Zach Lawrence. Kicks the ball. Nice little dive tackle by Zach Lawrence. Kicks the ball loose. Boy, there's an opportunity there for another goal for the Williamsburg. Ball comes out, just rolls out of bounds here. Can't quite get it to Trevor. Adam Henderson's trying everything he can to get it here. Can't quite get it there. It's going to be a throw-in for Williamsburg. The captain, one of the captains for Williamsburg, Leighton Jones, will throw it in. Throws it deep down in the corner. Ben Mason's giving good chase. Trying to get that ball out of there. Kicks it out of line. Going to be a corner kick for Williamsburg. Ben Mason doing a good job giving chase to Matthew Kronkus. Cronkis will take the ball over in the far corner. Kick it at the corner. They're going to try to advance. The Blue Demons have got to get going here. Again, we're running out of time with just under 5 minutes. Clock continues to run the whole time. So the clock never stops. Here we go. Corner kick comes. Kicks up and away. Nice kick towards the middle up high. A good little action in the middle. Zach Lawrence jumps onto the ricochet, picks the ball up. Nice job out of Emil Palmeiros, though, putting pressure on it, gets the shoulder on it to ricochet that to Zach Lawrence. Lawrence gets it out to Carson Stocker on the far side. Carson centers it back to Emilio. Emilio's doing a big kick. He's looking for Trevor Cloyd if he can get through the one defender. Just one defender. Can't quite get through it, but good luck. And Trevor Cloyd was in the right spot working that angle. Couldn't. That was a great opportunity there. Blue Demons trying to get a chance at a goal. Here comes another advancement on Williamsburg. Brandon Persons coming in at it. Brandon Persons, they're good pressure. A lot of pressure. Williamsburg's getting in there. Flores is coming in there. A little contact in there. No call by the official as they're both stabbing for the ball. Good job out of Brandon Persons. Again, very lightly penalized team. We don't get in too many penalties. But that doesn't mean we don't make contact, but we're just not doing it overly aggressive. Flores with the ball in the far corner. Good foot on him. Nice pass to center back in the middle. Big kick there. High kick goes way high right. So it'll be a Blue Demon goal kick. Zach Lawrence will set the ball down on the goal spot and do a kick. He's going to try to get it out and advance that ball, see where he's going. He's going big left-footed kicker. He's going to try to get up to Ian Griner. Can't quite get it far enough, but Ian's good pursuit of the ball. Williamsburg, though, is able to deflect and get that ball. Ball rolled over the far side, rolls out of bounds where Adam Henderson will throw it in. Jackson DeMoss is looking to check back in. He throws the ball into Carson Stocker. He drops it right back to Adam Henderson. Good little teamwork between those two. Carson goes, gets shoved off the ball as he's going. Gets throw to the floor. The official is not going to have anything at this point with 3 minutes left. He's going to let a lot go, it looks like. Trevor Cloyd now has the ball on the near side. Good job, a little bicycle kick. Controls it. Still in control of the ball. Pressure on. Trevor Cloyd, quick footed, gets rid of the one defender. Gets it to Devin Robinson. Devin Robinson surveying, trying to find an angle, see if he can bend it. Won't get one in. Ball's deflected after Williamsburg. Comes back to Devin. Devin's looking to find one. Gets shoved off the ball. The Standerson's going. Now the ball's rolling around. Gets over Williamsburg. So off we go. Goes the far side. Big, big kick for Williamsburg. They're just trying to happy to send the ball deep. Brandon Persons giving good chase over the far side. Again, with 2 minutes, 46 seconds, Blue Demons trail 2-0. It's going to roll out of bounds. It'll be a Blue Demon throwing. Got some subs coming in, I believe, for Williamsburg. Well, not now at this time. They haven't checked in time, so Brandon Persons will give the throw-in. And you're going to see probably Williamsburg try to get some subs in to try to stop, play a little slow play because the clock continues to run, 2:26. Not in a good spot for the Blue Demons. You know, if we can get a goal here in the next 30 seconds, that'd be huge, and then there's a chance. But, boy, the time is winding down. But Flores bits the ball, centers the ball, and then Williamsburg instead is going to try to attack the ball. And here goes another goal for them. Flores is able to get the ball over to the middle. Defense just not able to keep up with it. So Flores will get the assist. Nice little job of Matthew Cronquist, who has been trying to get a goal. Cronquist is the leading assist member on this team, but gets his 12th goal in the season. And Flores, again, nice job. We've seen him all night, really passing the ball, really does a good job of moving that ball around. Has 6 assists, which is hard for me to imagine the way he passes that ball. I'm surprised he doesn't have more assists. Blue Demons now are really subbing in some players, getting some other kids in, some freshmen that are going to be some of the stalwarts for next year. As we find ourselves trailing 3-0 here in this second round sub-state district action here. So unfortunately, Blue Demons, it's going to be tough to come back from this. 2:09 left in the game. As we got in, coming in here now, another freshman coming in who's done a great job all year long for the Blue Demons, Travis Sheffield. He's a really aggressive young player. He's going to be a good one for the Blue Demons. Also on the far side is another kid who has been fun to watch all year long is Austin Stanley. So Austin Stanley does a nice job playing defense as well. So he's a nice little fullback that's going to be coming on for us. So it's good to see that, Austin. He doesn't back away from anyone. He's a young kid, but boy, he gets right in there, mixes it up. So the future is definitely bright for the Blue Demons. We're going to talk about our seniors here after this contest a little bit as well. Williamsburg, though, is not giving up. They're still going after it, so they're still trying to get their goals. Here comes another shot on goal, and just like that, Blue Demons are just running out of steam, and here's another goal for Williamsburg. Brandon Persons doing a good job trying to get pressure on, but there'll be another goal. So Williamsburg's just really putting it to the Blue Demons here. Good hard play. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't have any problem with that effort at all. But, boy, it's another goal for Williamsburg. Number 28 was Josiah Solinger with the goal all by himself, so he gets the goal. Now, Coach Kester's really getting his subs and getting his seniors in now as well. Going in the back line is Haley Bassett, a senior that's just, she's one of the few girls that play on this team. This is in Iowa High School Athletics. This is really a boys' team. There's girls soccer. We just do not have enough girls to have a team, and so we have four great seniors that are females that are on this team. Unfortunately, don't get a chance to play a whole lot, but boy, they're great teammates and great contributors to this team. And Haley Bassett's one of them. Also coming in is John Galteri, another senior. He's just worked hard. He's been a goalie for us at times. Played goalie last year. He comes in and plays the midfield for us and doing a good job all year long. And is a good senior leader. So it's good to see some of those seniors getting in with a minute 10 left in the game. Coach Kester's leaving some of all the other seniors in as well, making sure that have been out there, giving them a chance to play, letting them finish up their high school career. And again, here come the subs for Williamsburg, calling off the dogs a little bit, and also a little bit of letting the clock run into a little bit of gamesmanship. You know, and you hear the Williamsburg fan giving a rightful cheer to their Williamsburg team, a 4-0 lead right now with 55 seconds left in the contest. So it's clock continues to run. We're getting the subs in for both teams. Williamsburg will throw it in on the near side. There's John Galteri. He's able to stab that and deflect that. Here comes Sheffield. He gets the ball off him. Here comes Adam Henderson. Gets a nice ball over to Adam Henderson. Trying to get to Ian Griner. Can't quite get it to him as the defense. Anderson is able to jump in. Mayo Palmeiros comes in there. Tries to stab the ball away. Just rolls to the far side. Ball goes on the other side. And there's Haley Bassett. And boy, I tell you, she'll get right in there. She'll fight for that ball. She's a great fullback. And Haley Bassett working the offense over there. Little contact over John Galteri. Just accidentally put a little shove on her. Didn't mean to. His hands got up there. Wasn't trying to shove the guy, but he did. His hands went on. He can't do that. 17 seconds left in the game. Free kick coming from Williamsburg. Here comes a nice big kick, big booming kick. Zach Lawrence, though, will field it off a hop. The goalie will field that. 5 seconds left in the game. So that will bring a conclusion. You'll hear the fans giving a good round of applause for both teams. Great effort. Unfortunately, the Blue Demons will go down in defeat, and their season will conclude 4-0. Great game, Williamsburg. It was 1-0 at halftime. Very well played, well fought game by both teams. Just what you'd expect out of second round district play action. And so it was a great effort on both teams. Second half, Williamsburg really just kind of wore us down. I think we got a little tired, and Williamsburg is a great team. They don't quit. They just keep going after it. So they get the 4-0 lead. We're going to take a short commercial break here. We'll get a couple minutes. We're going to come back. I want to wrap things up here a little bit. We've got softball action coming up here at 7 o'clock. Albie will take on Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Softball action in Eddieville. Big top 10 matchup of two highly ranked teams with great pitchers, great defense, great hitters. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll get you that game. We'll be back after the short timeout. You listen to Southern Iowa's sports leader, KIC Thunder Country.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Hey, bird watchers. Quality Ag Service is now your local source for all your bird feeding supplies. We stock a full line of bird seed and currently are running specials on sunflower seeds, both chips and whole black seeds. For your finch feeder, we have Niger seed available from 2 pounds all the way up to 50-pound economy bags. Come on in to Quality Ag Service, just west of Albia on the new old Highway 34 for all of your winter bird feeding supplies, and thank you for your business.
Hi, this is Gunnar Wyatt, physical therapist for Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Parents of kids in sports, listen up. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. And together, let's get you back on track and back in the game. Visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinic Rehab Services. Our therapists are trained to assess and treat various sports injuries, and they will get you back into the game. Visit mchalbia.com. That's mchalbia.com.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Welcome back, everyone, to Williamsburg, where we just got done with a great contest between the Albia Blue Demons and Williamsburg in its second round playoff action in Class 1A, second round of going to the state tournament. Williamsburg came off with the victory. 4-0 was the victory. Well played by them. They just outran us and outperformed us in the end. They had just a lot of aggressive play, a lot of players. So you tip your hats to them. The first half was a very good half. We gave up a goal with a minute and a half left in that first half, and it was a good goal. We didn't do anything wrong. We just gave up that goal. Really was hoping that second half we get a chance to play, but you're talking about a team that's only given up 8 goals on the season, so that's not something they're going to do very often. I do want to give a shout-out here as we finish up this broadcast. We will get you to the girls' softball action here. That game's set to start at 7 o'clock, so I'm going to cut away here just real quickly for Jason, who's going to give you that game. Albia, again, is taking on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont in a big South Central Conference action game, top 10 action game in Class 3A for the softball, and so it's a big game for everything, and so you want to stay with us. But give a shout-out to our seniors tonight. They've done a great job. They have represented our school really well, represented our community really well, and you've just got to tip your hat to them, and very proud of what they've accomplished and what they've been a part of. I'm going to go through in no particular order here, but going through Devin Robinson, Emilio Palmeiras, Jaden DeBus, Brandon Persons, Haley Bassett, John Galteri, Adam Henderson, Ben Mason, and Becca Parks. You know, Becca, they're just great, great players. We've got 3 gals on this team that dress, and they've been a part of this program. They've been a part of the summer league, the fall leagues that we do. They've been a part of this. We don't have enough girls to have girls soccer. The other teams and other towns do, and so our girls have always had to play with the boys. And I tell you what, these girls don't back away from anyone, and they're very good players. They just go right at it, but unfortunately, they don't always get the time in and the playing time in as they would like. They do a great job oftentimes playing on our JV side, and it's been fun watching them. So I want a special shout out for Becca Parks, Jaden DeBus, and Haley Bass. Those girls have been just tremendous teammates, tremendous players. They provide a lot of inspiration for both the boys and the girls. It's not just about that. They provide motivation for everyone. And again, all the other seniors on this team, we won't see them on the Albia Blue Demon field anymore. This will be it for them for soccer, but what a great job out of them. They've had a great season this year. Certainly nothing to be ashamed of. Coming into Williamsburg, we're talking about a ranked team that has every right to go to the state tournament, just as we did. And if you're gonna be the best, you've got to beat the best. And so we certainly had that and had our hands full with that tonight. It's something. It's a young team. We talked about the number of freshmen on the squad, and there's a number of great sophomores, a couple juniors, and so we're gonna have a good squad coming back next year, a very good squad next year. And so those guys coming back have a lot to try to work on and get better at. We want to try to improve, and so we're looking forward to that. With it, I know I'm running out of time, so I do want one last final shout-out. I did have Joni Murphy listening in, so appreciate it, Joni. Appreciate you listening. We're going to get you that softball action coming up here shortly. We're going to take a timeout here. We're going to take you all the way over to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Eddyville High School, where the softball game's just about to get underway. I appreciate you listening. My name is Dan Stocker. You're listening to Southern Iowa Sports Leader as Albia goes down, unfortunately, in defeat 4-0 to Williamsburg. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You're listening to KIC Thunder Country.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
Tharp Funeral Home is a proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And now you can bring all of your empty cans and bottles to Jim and Charlie's Redemption Center. That's Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to sponsor and support the Blue Demon Athletics.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Thunder live from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. The Rockets and the ladies have been out here just a little bit. Getting done with that soft broadcast. I want to thank Dan Sutter. Tonight we'll have the Lady D's, as I said earlier, in the Rockets. Two teams that enjoyed a long dance at the state tournament last year. Two teams that found their way into the final. And this diamond here in Eddyville tonight, about 20 minutes from the opening pitch. And, of course, we'll be here to bring it all to you in high fidelity and 3D coverage all over this great big footprint that is ours and this sports leader that is KIIC. So you'll want to stay right here, enjoy some of that classic country music, and we'll come back with the opening pitch here in about 20 minutes. Stay right here. You're listening to KIIC